this get made? Hey everybody, it's time for a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Big announcement, we're doing a live show in New York. That's right, December 6th. Thursday, December 6th at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Go to thebellhousenewyork.com to get tickets. Here's the deal. Right now, we have scheduled one show. If that show sells out, this is a secret. I'm not supposed to tell you this. We'll add another show and we'll do another movie. So chances are, you can watch two back-to-back episodes live if we sell out the first one. That's not me trying to sell more tickets. It's just me telling you a fact that that's a secret that we can announce another show if we sell out the first one. You can get two shows, two different guests, all new things. We're very excited. We're doing our first live New York show December 6th at the Bell House in New York. Get tickets today at bellhousenewyork.com. And man, oh man, we got a doozy coming up this week. One of my favorites. We have gone to the well of Stallone before, but this week, we are going back. We are going back in a big way with the 1986 classic, Cobra. That's right. Crime is a disease. Meet the cure. The cure is an unshaven, sunglass-wearing Sylvester Stallone who has a gun with a cobra on it. This is actually one of our live episodes with the amazing Brian Posehn and the very well-researched Rhett Miller. You might know Rhett from the old 97s. We did a special two-guest episode when we were up in Seattle. I think this is one of my favorite episodes, only in the sense that both of these guys love Cobra, and it was great to talk to them about it. So many things about this movie. Cobra, the actual, the original movie that Beverly Hills Cop became. It was Axel Cobretti. And then Stallone liked the character so much that he just took away the Beverly Hills Cop stuff, jettisoned that, and just created Cobra. And Eddie Murphy became a huge star, and this flopped. And I guess it didn't flop. It got a 13% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it was a huge hit. Nominated for 6 Razzie Awards, including Best Picture, Worst Actor, Worst Actress, Worst Supporting Actor, and Worst New Star, and Worst Screenplay. Wow, that really took the cake that year. It was a huge financial success, number one at the box office, with a Memorial Day weekend debut of $15.6 million. Back in 1986, that was big money. This is like cocaine party money. The music is a standout in this for many reasons. Just watch it. You will not be upset that you did. It is available on Amazon Instant. You can watch it instantly on your computer. It is not on Netflix. You can also go to your DVD store, if they still exist, and get yourself a copy. Not to be missed, but don't take it from me. Listen to the trailer.
Society is breeding a new kind of criminal. It's also breeding a new kind of cop. Meet Cobra. He does the job nobody wants.
Did you use unnecessary deadly force?
I used everything I had.
You know you have an attitude problem.
Yeah, but it's just a little one.
You think you would recognize me if you saw him again?
The tall one?
Yeah. The one who wants to kill you.
Do what you have to do to get a lead on this maniac.
And if I find him?
Do what you do best.
Stallone is Cobra, the strong arm of the law.
You're going to have a great time watching this movie. It's one of the rare ones where it's actually super fun to watch. This movie is bananas. I never saw it. I was too young when it came out, and now I don't want to do anything but watch it. Okay, last week's episode, Sleepaway Camp, had a lot of discussion on the message boards, which I love. It seems like you guys were just as confused as we were. There's a lot of people on the message boards with their own theory on what happened. I think that we came to the right agreement of what happened on the episode. Basically, there were gay lovers. They are some kids. The daughter was killed. The boy lived. They made the boy a girl. All worked out. The mom's crazy. I mean, you can get into the minutia, and actually the real Jay Knox on page 4 of the How Did This Get Made message boards for this movie, he is actually post number 43, really broke it down in a very good way. I'm not going to read it all here because it will be too boring for me to read, but I'm going to talk about one thing that I found really interesting. This email came from Jason Brandeis, and he says, I just heard the Sleepaway Camp episode, and I thought you would appreciate this little bit of trivia. In the movie, young Peter, I think he's the kid who gets killed by the bees in the bathroom stall, is played by Frank Sorrentino. Frank Sorrentino is the older brother of Mike Sorrentino, better known as The Situation from New Jersey Shore. I said the New Jersey Shore, Jersey Shore. Why do I know this? Because I grew up in the same town as they did, and Frank always talked about being in this movie when we were kids. So that is awesome. There's a little situation connection there. Also, interesting about this movie, there's a lot of talk about, is this a mask at the end of the movie, or was that really a girl with a prosthetic penis? I looked on the boards. I found out that it was a mask on an older girl. So it was her face made as a mask, the jaw was open very wide, on an older girl, which they then put a prosthetic penis on, which must have been the weirdest day on set. Like, come over here, little girl, let's put a prosthetic penis on you. Maybe it was a guy. Maybe it was a dude's penis. I don't know. There's plenty of sites out there that will break it down, but I'm glad you were just as confused as we were. But definitely check out the message boards for this. This is great. I love you guys on the message boards. It was really fun to read everybody's theory. I also heard that Ricky from the movie wants to come on the show. Somebody has a connection to him. Maybe we will facilitate that. Although I don't want to know too much. I feel like this one's better kept a secret. Okay, on to the viewer mail. Corey Liam writes, how do I turn guy friends into boyfriends? Corey, it's real simple. If you're a dude, that might be harder. If you're a girl, it's easy. Every guy friend wants to become a boyfriend, or maybe just a friend with benefits. You just got to say, hey, dude, I'm into you. Let's rock it. Let's go to the bone zone, me and you. If you're a dude, be like, hey, look, let's experiment. I know we're guy friends. Let's just try it once. You got it. You can't say you don't like something unless you tried it. All right? So maybe that will help you. Michael Astorgia. I don't even know how you pronounce it. I'm not even trying on these names anymore. Paul, if you were offered the Rock spot in Fast 6, would you take it? Hell no. That's an insult to the Rock. I don't have the raw muscle power, the sheer performance ability of the Rock. How dare you even suggest The Rock could be replaced? Would I like to be in Fast 6? Fuck yeah. But I could never take over The Rock. I mean, do you see how much he sweat in Fast 5? I can't produce that much sweat. The guy's a machine. He's an acting machine. Jesse Giovinco writes, why are nachos so damn delicious? Jesse, it's a question that many people have asked, but no one knows the answer to. My only advice to you is keep eating. One day we will figure it out. And hopefully that day won't be the day when we find out that nachos are made from human beings. Because that would be a real bummer. Because then we would have been cannibals for all these years. Sheila M. Trillio writes, Paul, what are the steps for making a sock bun? Well, I'm glad you asked me. Well, what you'll need is a sock. A hair elastic of some kind, and some scissors. So what you're going to do is you're going to cut off the toe of the sock to create a tube, then roll your tube into like a bagel shape, then you're going to make a ponytail in your hair where you want the bun, then you're going to pull your ponytail through the center of the sock bagel, and then spread your hair around the sock. Then you're going to roll the sock down to the length of your ponytail, towards your head, and then wrap your hair around as you go. Make sure you're covering the sock as you go because you don't want to see anyone with the sock in your hair. And then when you've reached the base of your ponytail, tuck in any remaining ends and make sure the sock is covered with hair. So there you go. All right. Chris Henderson writes, Paul, favorite fight scene from a movie? I would say the entire movie, The Raid. Alfredo Solis Fuentes writes, dear Paul, why is that bucket staring at me and how do I kill it? Well, Alfredo, I'm glad you asked. I hope this gets to you in time. That bucket hates you because the cup that you're drinking out of right now is that bucket's son. That's right. You are drinking out of that bucket's son. He will kill you unless you kill it first. But you can't kill a bucket. You're going to need a hammer, and you're going to need some sort of lathe, you know, where you can actually melt down things. It's going to be like the end of Terminator 2. You have to trick that bucket and bring him to some sort of melting down factory. Melting down factory, that's what they're called. You're going to have to drop that bucket into molten lava. That is the only way to kill that bucket, because you have offended it greatly. Chuck King says, do you condone monkey knife fights? No. Monkeys should be able to fight without knives. That's why we only let them fight without knives on my compound. I have a wonderful compound. Every weekend we have monkey fights. And you know what? When monkeys have knives, it's not as cute. When monkeys are just fighting bare monkey knuckles, it's way cuter. Whatever happened to Crystal Pepsi? That's from Flapjack Adams. My guess is that Sammy Hagar drank all of it. Was that? Yeah, that was Crystal Pepsi. All right. Michael Del Quandra writes, Paul, who shops for the clothes that you wear in the league, and do you keep any of it? If I had to guess, you kept a foreskin hoodie. From a reference from the league episode that aired a couple weeks ago. The clothing is done by an amazing person. Her name is Christina Mangione. I think I'm pronouncing her last name right. I never say her last name out loud, but she's amazing. She does Curb. She does our show, and it's the worst outfits you will ever wear. But from wearing the outfits all the time, now I feel like I'm adopting this bad taste. I've never been allowed to keep anything from the show, nor would I want to. It's terrible. But that foreskin hoodie, I got to say, really comfortable. Peter Polis Castro writes, if you could dress up as one of the characters from an HDTGM episode for Halloween, who would it be? So he's asking, if I could dress up as any character from How Did This Get Made, a movie that we talked about, what would it be? Well, I think it would have to be Nick Cage, and Nick Cage with the bee thing on his head. I think that would be really great. You know, one of the bee cages? I think that would be a really fun, simple costume, kind of like a white shirt and a bee cage on my head with a bunch of little bees inside. That's an easy costume. Too bad Halloween's passed next year. All right, Matthew Rude writes, after months of research, I still haven't found the answer to the ancient question, who are you going to call? I know the answer to this. Goat Busters. That's right, Goat Busters. Everyone says it. They have a whole song about it. Who am I going to call? Goat Busters. So that's who you should call, Matthew. I also want to take this moment to say thank you to everyone who's been listening to the show, rating and reviewing us online, and getting us up to 7 million downloads. That's so huge. We couldn't do it without you guys. You make the show fun for us, and you know we have just been blown away by everything and everything that you've done. By listening, by telling your friends, by rating and reviewing us, you're the best audience we could possibly have, and we thank you. So join us next week for Cobra with our special guest, Brian Posehn, and the amazing Rhett Miller. Check it out.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.